You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com. I am here with my colleague, Chris Hack, who covers the Giants for MLB.com, and we are on the cusp of the National League Championship Series between the Giants and the Cardinals. And this should be, I mean, these teams have met in the postseason before. This is nothing new. They both have these great histories. I was, Chris, I was on a podcast with Richard Justice, and we were kind of going through the history of both teams and making out our, you know, our all-time rosters for each one. And we decided that the catchers, the best catchers probably in the history of both teams, are playing on these teams right now. So that's one of the reasons, I think, that why these teams seem to be so evenly matched. And you kind of see that when you go up and down the rosters. I mean, each team has their strengths, but do you foresee this being a pretty good series?
Definitely. I was talking to, not to drop names, but I was talking to Will Clark earlier for a story, a first-person story I was doing, this series that'll be posted probably very soon. And, there's a guy who knows a little bit about baseball, participated in the 87 NLCS between these two teams, which was really hotly contested. And as he pointed out, the teams are so evenly matched that it's probably going to, it's going to come down to, just who executes better. I know that's a cliche, but, when you have two teams that are this evenly matched, it's going to come down to, who makes the crucial error at this at certain juncture, who maybe gets the big hit at a certain juncture, it's maybe a bad hop, who knows,
Yeah, it's interesting because the way that the postseason schedule is laid out, there's just these extra days sometimes when the series wraps up early, you have a few days. And I'm here covering the ALCS. I feel like the teams that might be affected by that the most are really the Royals and the Giants, because there's just like so much riding. There's just like all this adrenaline, and they're scrappy teams and they're fast teams, and it's kind of unfortunate. I guess they have to have these few days. I guess the rest can be good, but can also sort of interrupt things a little bit. How do you think do you think that'll affect the Giants? Do you think that'll, have any lingering effects as the series gets started?
Just these last 3 days, you mean, Allison, including
today? Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because I think those days off, those 4 days off or whatever that the Nationals had, before the division series against the Giants, I think that maybe, I mean, I don't have any empirical evidence to prove it, but I think that made them stale a little bit. What Bruce Bochy did with the Giants, he made sure and had a workout Wednesday. They didn't work out yesterday, and today's workout is kind of endangered by wet weather, but you know good and well they'll be wearing out the batting cages if they do get chased off the field. So, being a veteran, with a lot of veterans on a team, I don't think that the 3 days will bother him that much.
Yeah, I do think that, it's funny because everyone wanted the wild card. They just wanted it to be harder for these wild card teams to actually get in the playoffs. So they wanted this extra game. And now you have to wonder if these teams are so good that had to wait around to start the postseason, if that is having an effect. I mean, look what happened to the Angels, what happened to the Nationals, and, it just seems like, playing every day is almost a better thing. It's best for teams not to sweep the LCS, because then there'll be a full week before the World Series starts. But anyway, let's move on to more Giants-centric information. Just some things that I was reading from your coverage. So Michael Morse is going to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, he's going to be on the roster. And he's been out for a month. So what does that do to the 25-man roster? And is that kind of a dangerous thing to put somebody in there that may not be, at full force at this point?
I think it is dangerous. but they're going to use him. I think Bruce Bochy will at first use him to pinch hit. Maybe he'll start tomorrow. I don't know. I mean, we'll find out a little more from him in about an hour or so when we talk to Bruce. But my hunch is that, in a postseason setting, you can't just ease the guy back in. I mean, they'll see what, they'll get some reports. They'll judge how Michael's swinging. And, it may be a game-time decision for the Giants. post batting practice decision for the Giants as to whether he starts, because one rugged swing and that'll be it for his oblique again.
Yeah, that is. I mean, you can't ease him back in, like you said, and they can't be rusty and they can't work on their timing. It's like it's go time, so you better be ready. And then, you know, it's interesting with Tim Lincecum, so they're trying to find him a role, which is just mind-boggling that this is happening. But he didn't pitch at all. I guess he was warming up during that 18-inning game. He didn't pitch during the division series. So, is he really handling this as well as he seems to be from what we're all reading? I mean, is this all just copacetic with him and he's trying to fit in?
Yeah, he sure seemed that way, you know, the other day when he was talking to the media. I think he'll get a chance or two in a World Series. So I shouldn't say it'll be put up or shut up time for him, but they'll need for him to be a decent pitcher, so to speak, when this series unfolds.
Hunter Pence played in all 162 games. I mean, I guess he's just. I guess you really can't say enough about him, but, I mean, would you say he's kind of the moral MVP of this, or morale MVP of this team? I mean, he seems to have the energy, and he just carries everything, and he's got such enthusiasm. Has that had a long-term effect, do you think, on these guys?
I think it has a residual effect, sure. They see a guy, when you see a guy, you know, busted, every ground ball he hits, you know, he runs as hard as he can, he runs as hard as he can to first base. It has to have some influence on his teammates. They've got to be thinking, well, if he can do that, why can't I? And in that respect, yes, he is the team MVP. Buster Posey is probably the best player, but Hunter has that valuable presence.
Well, this NLCS gets started on Saturday, and I think a lot of people are picking the Giants. I'm not really sure who I'm picking at this point, but I think everybody likes what the manager can do. And I don't know, Bruce Bochy might actually be able to make differences in some of these games that may just put the Giants back in the World Series. So we will see. And, Chris, thank you very much. Good luck in the upcoming week, and we'll be talking to you soon.
The most popular way to follow every pitch of the postseason is with MLB.com At-Bat, the number one mobile app for live baseball. At-Bat brings you live postseason baseball wherever you are with dynamic features such as live radio broadcasts, replay reviews, scoreboards, highlights, stats, series schedules, and more. Get the award-winning MLB.com At-Bat app for your favorite smartphone or tablet. Visit the App Store or MLB.com today.